signed a series of deals with his Vietnamese counterpart during a state visit in Hanoi on Thursday. AP correspondent Karen Chemas has the details.
Putin received a welcoming ceremony at Hanoi's presidential palace as he arrived in Vietnam for a state visit. The Russian president was greeted by Vietnamese President Tô Lâm. In Hanoi, the Russian leader is scheduled to meet the Communist Party General Secretary, Vietnam's most powerful politician. The visit comes as Moscow is seeking to bolster ties in Asia to offset growing international isolation over its military actions in Ukraine. The trip has resulted in a sharp rebuke from the U.S. Embassy in the country. I'm Karen Chavas.
Hundreds of demonstrators marched through cities across Kenya on Thursday to protest against plans to raise taxes to reduce the budget deficit. VOA's Mohammed Yusuf has more.
In Nairobi, hundreds of protesters came out for the second time this week, demanding lawmakers reject the 2024 finance bill. The proposed taxes would increase the prices of diapers, tires, batteries, smartphones and cameras. Effie Mwendo is one of thousands of demonstrators.
65% of women in Kenya cannot afford sanitary towels, and yet they want to tax them.
The protest Thursday went on for hours and police used water cannons and tear gas to disperse demonstrators. Kimani Mbugua said he would fight the to the end.
We are supposed to demonstrate. It's a provision in our constitution. I don't understand why the government is actually giving us tear gas and we are here exercising our democratic right.
The National Assembly is expected to vote on the bill next week. Mohammed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.
French President Emmanuel Macron announced French investment in vaccines for countries on the African continent on Thursday at an event in Paris. He was joined by several African leaders to kick off a planned $1 billion project. This is VOA News. South Korean Foreign Minister Cho Tae-yul said it was deplorable that Russia, a permanent member